Well, what a joy it is to be on online. It would be a wonderful joy to see you all in church on Sunday, 11 o'clock. We're having a good time, but if you can't make it, we understand, and we also just want to thank you for listening online. I have a few announcements I want to make. We're doing something real special this coming Thursday, right? Thanksgiving. And I hope and pray that you're enjoying the holiday of Thanksgiving. With so much craziness going on around the world, we're fortunate that we live in Florida, that nobody's saying, well, you can't have Thanksgiving in your house, and you can't do this, and you gotta, even if you're in your house, you gotta wear a mask, and you can take it off when you eat, but you gotta put it back on, and all of that. Thank God we live in Florida. That's all I can say, and all I want to say about it, that we can and will enjoy celebrating Thanksgiving. You know, Miss Betty always puts on the altar the Horn of Plenty, and she always does such a wonderful job decorating it, and I hope, if nothing else, that maybe Phil will take a picture of it, or from maybe previous times, put it on the online service, and you can see just how beautiful she decorates it. Judy and I are going to be going to St. Augustine later on in the week after Thanksgiving. A friend of ours, Pastor Bob May, started a church there at World Golf Village, and now he's since retired. So we're going to go down and visit him because he doesn't go to the church that he founded, and which is always a thing that most pastors try to do, but they got to go to church. And being that we're connected to the Episcopal Church and a lot of our theology, he goes to the Episcopal Church there at St. Augustine. And they, along with the city of St. Augustine, participate in the Festival of Light. So we're taking our granddaughter Lexi and Trevor and us, and we're going down there for a few days. And then on the way back, stop in Jacksonville at the zoo. So just keep us in prayer as we travel. I said all that to say this, though, the 29th, which is the beginning of Advent. Can you imagine Advent's here already? Tina and the folks at the church are going to be doing the Advent service. And it is really, really a wonderful thing to be able to do. We're going to do it a little different this year only because we're following the COVID guidelines. The tree will already be set up. When you arrive at the church, you'll see the tree already set up. And we're going to do the service and understand and participate and be a part of the Advent chrismons, which we'll be putting on the tree a little differently. But we'll be doing it, and we hope and pray that you come and you celebrate with us. It's a wonderful celebration of the chrismon tree, and it was started by a lady in the Lutheran Church up in Danville, Virginia. And I know a lot of the chrismons that we put on the tree, you can buy some of them, but I know a lot of the symbols and the different things that we're going to put on the tree, a lot of them was made by the people in Bethel. So be coming to do that. So hope and pray that you're doing well, and we also want to celebrate any birthdays. I don't know of any birthdays, but if you would like me to sing to you on the online service, by all means, send Phil and I a note and tell us about your birthday. And if we celebrate it in church, you know, Phil comes and takes your picture and all that. It's really a cool thing. By the way, you can, on the online service, on the tabs up at the top there where it says insert and photos and all that, drop down and check out the photos. It's an interesting part. They're always like a week behind, but they are some neat photos, and we thank God for that. So if you're having a birthday, we want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. And the same with the anniversaries. Anniversaries are really important, and no matter what they are, wedding anniversary, job anniversary, any kind of anniversary. I like to celebrate my sobriety anniversary in July. So anniversaries are good. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. And we will also, I will be able to do the online service for next week. So we'll have that continuity for the online service because I can record it before we go. I'll record it on either Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So the online service will be there. But I hope and pray that you can come to the church and participate in the live Chrismon service. We'll try to do the online Chrismon service the best that we can. But I hope and pray you can come to be a part of it in person. As I said, it's safer to go to Bethel Church than it is to go to Walmart. Why that, preacher? Well, we have less people, and we follow the same guidelines. God bless you. I hope and pray that you're having a good day.